This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Rudy's Barbecue is here with fantastic food and not so good judgments on the voice talents of those involved in the show. The promo crew is here still.
I'm sorry, this text made me laugh. I got to read this. This dude, somebody texted him was like, no, that call from the tight hips guy sucked.
He said, I kind of alluded to that.
He said he's one of the guys who thinks the NFL team should be played like Madden. And then said he's the guy with the team of all created players.
I'm sorry,
that makes me laugh because, you know, not that the caller was like that, but just that there are dudes like that that can't stand to lose no matter what. Like, I bet you would create more players.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew, as much as I was supporting you on this whole thing, I am hyper-competitive.
So, I mean, I would try to get any advantage, but there are
but
guys.
But I think I've shown on this show, when I'm wrong, I'll admit it.
No, I agree.
He wasn't admitting it.
I'm just busting your chops, but I'm saying, like, there are guys that are ultra-competitive, and they do that. Like, they'll just, like, I've got to have all hundreds on every player no matter what.
Barry, here's the thing.
That was funny.
The bottom line is, when you're looking at a guy and his closing speed drops by 0.2 seconds on third down on any out route, those are the kind of things you got to take into play into consideration, Barry responds with. So do you coach? No. But once you said, do you coach, and he said no, he was done.
Yeah. I mean, never mind the fact that we've had Texans players on this show on air tell us why these guys look like they can't cover, even though the skill set is there, or tell us why A.J. Bouye is a surprise, because up until now he hasn't done anything but learn how.
The current wide receiver coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars,
yeah,
who spent a majority of his time breaking down this very topic.
Yeah.
Now, if he used hip turn, I would go with it.
I'm fine if Keenan McCardle says hip turn. He knows what he's talking
right
about. But yeah, that was a pretty funny text though.
But Derek
and somehow we are included in another war between Dr. Dre on 290.
Oh, it's going. And Richard and
Juggalo
Trey.
And I could not. I would love nothing more than if they would just untag
and
me.
Now Trey is encouraging
it's
everybody
so
to
bad
call the show. No, just keep
no,
it on Twitter.
None of
and
you call
leave
the
us
show
out of it.
None of you call the show.
Yeah, I brought donuts yesterday, so there's no way I'm playing anymore. You guys stop giving me crap. And Joel, I'm flipping you off from a mile away.
Here's what I love about Trey. So we're sitting there Monday. I'm waiting because I was hosting that open mic at Rudyard. So I'm after the show, I'm just sitting around. And Glenn Davis is about to do Soccer Matters. And he's recording interviews and stuff. And Trey's out in the bullpen. And it's somebody else. I think Cody was there. I don't know who was there, but it was three or four of us. And Glenn Davis is striking up a conversation with Trey, and Trey's wearing, like, I don't know what shirt it was, like, maybe it was Oasis. And Glenn Davis looks at his shirt and goes, oh, Oasis, yeah. And Trey goes, yeah, that's what my shirt says. Just like, I love Trey. I think Trey is super smart, but in that moment, I've never heard anyone sound more like Rain Man. They went, yeah, oh, that's what my shirt says, WAP Nerd 4. Yeah, these aren't my underwear. Ah, like, I was just like, what is Trey doing
and
right
Glenn
now?
And Glenn is a music connoisseur.
But
too.
But then Trey, it does exactly what, you know, such
what
a Trey move. You sound stupid, and then you sound like a genius, because Glenn says, we were talking about music and electronic music, and he goes, yeah, there's one group, actually, that all of these other groups kind of get, you know, got their ideas from, and it goes all the way back to the early 70s, maybe late 60s, and it was electronic music. And Trey, without missing a beat, goes, Kraftwerk, and Glenn and I just lost our mind. We were like, dude, how did you know that? You're not supposed to know that.
That's the beauty of Trey. He runs the gamut
savant
in every conversation. Within a 5-minute window, he can say the most intelligent thing and the most ridiculously stupid thing.
He is a savant
in a conversation.
Yeah, without a
but
doubt.
But we love him. And
well,
I love him.
Right,
I would never. I would not hurt. I would never do anything to maliciously hurt Trey, because I think his heart's in the right spot. He's a good dude.
I am looking forward to this Monday, because it will be week two of Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
Yep.
And this time around, I think we've decided we're going to do the There Will Be Blood, the scene from There Will Be Blood.
Did see it.
You didn't see it where he talks about drinking his milkshake?
No.
We're going to do that one.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're not going to want to miss it. That'll be at 2:30 on Monday. And Not that it, not it's going to be hard to top training day. That first
one. Yeah, it was great.
Out of the shoot, but this is pretty good. So I
think the outtake in the middle when he said he wouldn't say the N-word too was fantastic. Yes. That's the stuff that was just radio gold.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So we got a caller on hold. Aaron, is it, Nick?
It is Joshua. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Joshua, what's up?
Hey, guys. So as fellow casual college basketball fans, do you guys think that one shining moment is the most overrated piece of garbage you have ever seen? I'll hang up and listen.
Barry.
What the hell is one shining moment?
Well, you're hearing it right now.
Is this, do they run highlights of the tournament? Are they running like, Nick, have you seen this one shining moment thing? Do you know what he's talking about?
See, this is where you're showing your lack of desire to watch college basketball.
Yeah, I've made no. Listen,
So here's the deal.
I've made no bones about that. I don't watch college basketball.
Luther Vandross sang the original version. Now they got other versions.
Okay,
but at the end of CBS's coverage, and now of course there's 18 networks covering the games. It's called One Shining Moment. It's the name of the song, and what they do is they do a montage of all of the big plays and all of the fantastic moments in the tournament from start to finish, culminating obviously with the champions. And it's all to this song. And I swear to you, and I cannot make this up, I have friends that to this day, who are now married with kids, to this day, will not only not miss it live, will record it and play it back several times, and will save them so that the following year, getting ready for the tournament, to get themselves excited, they will watch it again. So there are people that do love it, but I believe it has officially run its course.
This song sounds like it sucks.
Well, this is the Luther version.
Yeah, this sucks. This sounds like, you know what this sounds like? The end of a Valtrex commercial or something.
Now, think about how great it is, though, when you like, imagine Brian Davis,
it's like
Spread Eagle, taking Christian Laettner with a monstrous hug.
This just sounds like
in
somebody's,
which they become one.
It just sounds like somebody's finally celebrating that they don't have herpes anymore. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, penicillin can do that.
I'm
you
good.
Don't need the music.
I'm good. I'll pass on One Shining Moment.
Yeah, Nick, I'm sure you're deep into this. So your feelings on One Shining Moment?
I mean, it's a part of the college basketball tradition. So I kind of expect to hear it year in and year out on CBS, but I don't really, you know, it doesn't sway me. You know, it doesn't get me that excited, but I don't mind it at all.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We already know that Houston's against it then because they're not a college basketball town. We've talked about this before. I think a lot of people have the same kind of mentality that Barry has in terms of college basketball, which is you get ready for the tournament. You might check in a little bit on some of the championship games of the conference titles just so you're well-versed.
Sure,
for
sure.
And then you just pick the bracket, and you root for your teams.
What I usually do when I get into these bracket things is so I don't, you know, I go and find about 10 different websites that talk about the brackets, and I'll read each of them because I want to know from multiple experts, and then I can finally settle on, okay, everyone seems to think this over that. And then I'll do my bracket from that. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that I'm interested in it or watch it until it starts. And then, yeah, I'll come on the show and tell you what I think about the games that I watched and what I saw. But to watch college basketball, I think my biggest problem with it is that the pace of play with the zone, I think, slows it down so much for me that I don't appreciate it. And I probably should. Mm-hmm. But I just can't. Like last night, I'm trying to watch Florida State. I'm trying to watch. Was it last night? Anyways, yeah, I'm trying to watch something last night, college basketball related. And my wife's like, "Yeah, you know, you need to start watching." I'm like, "Yeah," but I kept flipping back to the OKC game. I'm like, I can't get into it. And I don't know. What could I do to get me into college basketball? Other than when the tournament starts. I'll get into it. But before then, what advice would you have for guys like me out there that can't get into it, but you're limiting the fact this isn't a college basketball town? What should we do?
So, first of all, you do agree with me it's not a college basketball town.
It's not. No. This
and
is
I
not
think
a, college
a lot
basketball
of it
town.
Has to do with
this
the
is
fact
a football
that,
town.
Yeah, well, it's also the fact that from a sports perspective, it's a pro town. And it doesn't help that the college teams in town – maybe they're trying to get better, and they have had better years this year being U of H and Rice. But overall, college basketball is not on the same level that it is when most major college teams that are still Division I, like the teams here, play their games. But overall, I mean, look, if you love the sport of basketball, you can watch it. If you're interested in guys that are going to be NBA guys, even from the one-and-done perspective, and you realize that, you know, in years past, I've mentioned the fact that between Rice and U of H, I've had a front-row seat just on a general admission ticket to see Kentucky, to see UConn, to see Utah when they had two and three NBA guys on it. But, you know, it's an acquired taste. And I can't sit there and say, well, hey, fantasy basketball NCAA style, you and Nick will be hook, line, and sinker.
Oh.
I can't do that. But I would think that, you know, from a tournament perspective, a lot of people on the bracket challenge, they want to win it.
Yeah.
So then they start doing exactly what I laid out for you. I mean, even if you're not going to follow every game that a certain team plays, like you said, even you're an Aggie fan, you don't follow them on a regular basis.
Oh, hell no.
But getting ready for the tournament, aside from doing the research on the internet, if you just watch the conference tournaments,
yeah, I mean, I've started watching a few games. I watched a couple of games here and there, but again, I don't know, not my cup of tea. Somebody texted in and said, "Tell Joel good luck with penicillin for herpes," and then followed that text up with, "Not that I'm an expert or anything."
I was going to say, luckily, I've never had it to worry about it, and maybe you have.
Yeah, see, look, and then they're agreeing, saying, yeah, I agree with you, Barry. Watching college basketball in the regular season is like watching WNBA. No scoring, too many set plays.
And anytime you compare anything to the WNBA, we'll just move on.
Why?
I used to do that because I had to. Let's put it that way.
You used to watch WNBA?
I had no choice. I was.
Well, you always have a choice,
Joel. No, you do not. When you're the director of broadcasting for the WNBA team,
no.
You are required to be and watch every single game and listen to it.
You're the director. Delegate. Make someone else watch it and report back.
When you
back.
Have the budget and staff to not delegate, there's no one to delegate to?
Report
it's
back.
Not that easy.
It's the Rockets. You're rich. Report back your findings. I'll be over here watching sports.
As long
I'm
as you keep believing that fairy tale, I got plenty of other things that I can tell you.
All right,
we got plenty of shows still to go. We got about a little bit of maybe three segments to go. So
hey,
if you want to get on the show,
go ahead. I'm sorry,
you already hate me, so go ahead.
When we come back and we talk about this this article I found about the money that porn stars make, male porn stars, and how much they make. Can we do that?
There's no turning back now.
I mean, you can say no. I'll still do it, but you can say
See,
no.
There you go. So there you have it. That is a tease. Compliments of Barry. And so I guess when we come back, you know exactly what we'll be talking about. If you want to join the show, hey, feel free. So, and make sure you know that if I filled a prescription for you or told you what to get for a certain cured ailment, don't listen to me one bit. ESPN 97.5. Lil mama try hit me with that shoulder lean. This kick your crack and I control a team. Couple bricks stacked on that triple beam. My dirty bro sipping that promethazine. That gone.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 at Trailer Wheel and Frame, where we are sitting right inside the front doors. The good people of Rudy's Barbecue have once again done it like nobody else does in barbecue in this town. Fantastic food available for you guys at no charge when you walk in, because that's just how nice they are. And you're not going to be disappointed, because the taste is second to none. In a town that knows barbecue, Rudy's Barbecue is the best, as well as our promotional crew, who can't stop tweeting and Snapchatting and bug-eyeing, but in between all that, they'll still make sure you get a good, tasty, frothy adult beverage or cold bottle of water. T-shirts, candy, giveaways, it's all there. Tosh just realized we were talking about her about 5 minutes in. Oh, well. And Barry, more and more people keep proving you wrong, so you might as well talk about that now.
No, it's fine. This one guy is arguing with me about the Tony Romo contract that we talked about in the first hour.
Yep.
And he was sending me a source saying that I was still incorrect, that it was $19 million. And I'm like, all right. So I went and read his article. Mm-hmm. And in the article, it says the same thing I said before. Romo's $14 million base salary is removed from the books. The Cowboys have to eat the $19 million in bonus allocation in 2017, which is the same thing that I said in the first hour.
Barry, so, why are you repeating yourself?
I don't know. I guess it's today. It's let's see how wrong we can prove Barry is day. I have no idea, which is really no different than any other day. But, okay, I'm reading this article, and I don't care what anyone says. That just basically was you, if you didn't pick up on that.
You know me.
Yeah, this was on Bro Bible a couple of days ago, and it says that the amount of money a male porn star makes per scene will make you wish you didn't have a small one.
Great timing as a father walks in. Father walks in with his child. Let's talk porn. Hey, it's Friday. All right.
All right, we're waiting now. How's it going, sir? My apologies. My co-host brought this up. I am sorry for your... for your loss. I don't know if that was appropriate.
Hi, I'm Barry Laminack. Derek can't tell our voices apart, so why should you?
Okay, yeah, I'll wait till the kid leaves now. We'll just move on to something. Hey, let's talk steaks, Joel. Hey, all right.
No, because I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah,
you guys talk about
it. I know,
it.
Because you suck and leave right after the show's over. Now, I hope you've learned your lesson, because Nick and I, last Friday, stuck around for a team meeting. We were just... What? Nick,
go ahead. We got hooked up.
Yeah. So it was right after, literally, dude, you left right at 4 o'clock, and maybe we were like, 10 minutes later, 4:10, we're sitting in the bullpen, and intern Cody comes in, and he has two, at least 4-pound packs of New York strip, prime New York strip in his hands. One was for Fred and one was for AJ, and they weren't there. They were on location at Saloon Door. And so he looks at us, and Trey grabs one, first of all.
Cody goes,
dude, what are you doing? These aren't for you. And he hands one to me, and he hands one to Nick. And he's like, hey, man, Fred and AJ aren't here, so here's some steaks. So see, if you would have been there, the three of us could have fought over those two packs, and you may have got some steaks out of it. Awesome. But instead, it was Nick and I. And I got to tell you, Nick, I don't know if you liked yours. But these steaks were from Pete's Fine Meats. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it's on Richmond.
Yeah, it's right there next to the Shipley's on Richmond.
You used to live right over there.
And oh my God, these were some of the best steaks that I've ever eaten. And I'm not like a New York strip kind of guy. I'm mainly ribeye. But
so here's a couple things.
I went out and I was like, all right, I know how to cook a ribeye pretty well. Cooking a New York strip can't be too much different. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be too much different, but let me go up and read up on it. So then I started reading and picking up all these new tips on how to cook a steak. So what the hell happened there? It was amazing though. We had four steaks two nights in a row. Me and my wife ate steak, and I looked like a hero because I didn't tell her I got them for free.
So a couple things. One, I would have been curious, just to see what Trey would have done, because I think. Part of me says Trey would have just put it in his mouth. He wouldn't even cooked it. He'd have been like, oh, this is all me. I'm on it. I would have liked to have seen that.
Okay.
Secondly, Trey, you brought donuts this week.
Yeah.
If interns with other shows are bringing New York strip.
Pete's Fine Meat Prime.
Up your game, sir.
Prime New York strip.
You're now getting featured programming within our time.
Trey's bringing in some raggedy-ass donuts that he re-gifted.
And then
someone else bought them and gave them to him.
And then he couldn't figure out how many he ate.
Yeah.
And I helped him with the counting and said, normally when you buy a dozen at a donut shop, you get 13. And he's like, oh, yeah. So I had like one or some or like maybe two or three, but I'm not sure. Like, are they filled? Do they have anything? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. What are they filled with? Filling. Donut filling. Okay.
This guy has on a headset, too.
Yep.
Roger, over. Are you getting us? Are you getting us in that? Can you hear me? Hello. Check. Check 1, 2. All right. No, that guy can't hear me.
With my subscription, do I get a free insider?
What's that?
Oh, he was like a timeline operator because he had just the one.
Nick, how did you cook your steaks? I know you were looking up some different ways to do it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to grill it like you did. I just was too lazy to get the charcoal out and get to work, so I just seared it.
Did you boil it?
No. I seared it, and I put it in the oven. I would not boil that, no. But no. I honestly, if Joel was there, I probably would have fought him over those steaks because they just looked so good when he brought them in. I was like, there's no way. And so when Joel left, I was like, perfect timing for me to take this and bail.
Honestly, Nick, I would have given them to you. So how about that?
Really?
You're not a big New York strip steak
kind of
guy?
No, I love steak. But I mean, my wife does not eat red meat. And so I couldn't have enjoyed like you did with your wife. So, and I know that, Nick can appreciate good food when he gets out.
And I weighed them because I'm like, I'm still doing that diet. So I have to be careful.
Oh, with your points.
Yeah, I have to be careful how much I ate. But I weighed them and they were literally like, it was almost 4 pounds of steak. And
they were huge.
Yeah.
They're
almost
huge.
A pound each.
Your protein, especially when you're getting the lean beef.
That's a big-ass steak, man.
And I've never been to the place to dine in, but apparently they have $1.25, chopped beef sandwiches,
yeah.
Barry,
that I still... Meats. What day did he say? Was it Wednesday?
Why are you going to go to $1.25 chopped beef when you get Rudy's Barbecue?
That's right.
I'm just saying.
They sell steaks. They sell lamb.
I think Rudy's just gave me the signal.
What was that?
You no longer are getting any food.
I'm not
from
getting
here.
Any free Rudy's.
Nope, you're done.
It's all right. Well, Rudy's doesn't sell like steak raw, do you guys? You're a restaurant, right? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Pete's Fine Meat is like a butcher shop.
Nick
first.
Just said
they may have some, you know, chopped beef sandwiches and the thing you can want, but they sell like steaks and lamb and all kinds of stuff. Why are you trying to get me in trouble with Rudy's?
Because I saw the faces they were making when you started mentioning the chopped beef sandwiches.
Well, Nick mentioned it first of all.
But there you go.
Throw me under the bus.
Now it's okay.
Well, I'm not over there, so you're in trouble, Barry.
Yeah, you're damn right.
And the bottom line is it explains a lot about you guys, the fact that you guys would take it, you weren't even going to tell me about it, and you thought that I would, like, you'd have to fight, and I just said, Nick, you could have had
it. Well, I kind of knew you would let me have it, honestly. I was just joking, but because I know you and Lisa are so disciplined with the way you guys eat. But, I mean, I think if you saw it, you would have you might have considered.
You would have wanted my meat. I'm not going to lie. You would have definitely wanted my meat. You would have been really jealous of my meat. You probably would have tried to grab my meat. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well, that's because you're counting the inches with every bit of weight you take off.
Did that girl leave? Because I want to read this article.
Yeah, how do you get into that? And you weren't afraid when they walked in the front door to start blasting porn. And then all of a sudden, because I guilted you into it, you're like, oh, I better wait until she leaves.
Because she looked like she was 12. I'm not going to talk about that with a 12-year-old here. Now, if they're in the car and I can't see them and you're a parent listening to the show,
since
that's totally different.
Since her dad walked in with
that's
a hat
totally
and sunglasses.
Different. Like, if, you know, because people are like, dude, my kids are listening. What are you doing? Well, you know what I'm about. Don't listen when your kids are in the car.
Oh, my goodness. Don't listen when,
you know,
never mind.
All right.
Okay, so we got plenty more show to go, and we can't wait to have the kids leave so that Barry can tell the story that he was going to tell when he so eloquently teased it the segment before. So we'll get into that. We'll get into a whole lot more. We'll get into some free agent signings, too, because, oh, no. Terrell Pryor's off the market.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, we'll get to that and a whole lot more. There's more free agency happenings, comings and goings in the NFL. Lots of other things to get to. If you want to join the show, please do. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. Here till 4, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're right here at I-45 North. Exit Canino. Heading out of town, we're at Trailer Wheel and Frame. It is your one-stop shop for everything for your truck, trailer, or tires, for any of those things that you have. Barry, you got your truck?
Yeah.
There's plenty of, like, fun goodies that you could put on that truck at any time. Last time, I think you were looking for a step up or something like that, right?
Well, I need to get new steps because mine weren't made for my truck, so I look like an idiot driving around with steps that don't fit.
Steps to do that.
Touche.
But at the same time, I mean, you look around the showroom in here, It's pretty, it really, I'm not kidding you. It's the one-stop shop for everything you need for your truck, for your trailer.
See, look, there's the sidebars right there. That's what I need.
Lou Carnesecca's brother works here.
Aries sidebars. I need those in my life. Yeah, I need, this is, I'm at the right place.
Without question.
What was John trying to peddle?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that because I thought there was some, like, if you had a coupon or you came in at a certain time and you brought it in, you got, straps.
Ratchet straps.
Ratchet straps.
Yes.
I know exactly what they are. What?
$2 off until 4
on
ratchet straps.
One of my best friends.
Also known as a choker.
Named Todd. He has an SUV, but he has those straps.
Beautiful, yeah.
He just, every couple weekends, hey, you got anything you want to move?
He just wants to use his ratchet strap.
He just wants to use the ratchet strap.
Yeah.
Well, very big fan of the ratchet strap.
There you go.
If you're big on moving, get the ratchet strap.
There's a bike rack. Do you you ride a bicycle?
Yep.
Sure do. You a big bicycle
mountain
guy?
Bike. Yeah.
Oh, mountain bike?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not a road bike guy. I'm a mountain bike guy.
All right.
Oh, by the way, this is Alicia Keys, in case you didn't know. And I've been telling you all week that Alicia Keys is tonight on the main stage at the Rodeo. It is Rodeo Houston time. Alicia Keys performing tonight. You love her on The Voice. You love her more in person. This girl's on fire. And she's here to tell you about it. For just $18, you have a great night full of live music like Alicia Keys, rodeo action, great shopping, outstanding food, and, of course, the carnival for the kids or those of you on date night. RodeoHouston.com has all the details. It's a big weekend for the next three. It'll be full of rodeo. All you got to do for $18 a person is get to RodeoHouston.com. How about that, Nick?
Poor Nick.
Nick, date night. Head to the carnival. Take a chick.
Alicia Keys, man, she's hot right now.
Well, is that Alicia Keys' sister?
Alicia Keys, sorry. But yeah, I would totally go watch her.
You're a big fan. I'm a fan too.
Yeah, I mean, she's been around for a while. I mean,
she's. I heard she's on some kind of kick where she's not wearing makeup.
All natural.
Like she's rebelling.
Yep.
What the hell's up with that?
There's a few women like that, though.
Voice.
A few celebrities that's been doing that lately.
Yeah, on The Voice, she's not wearing any makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she look ugly?
No, she's a pretty woman.
Really? Even without the makeup?
She's a very naturally pretty woman. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw you and your best friend, Nick Richard, talking about your love for Alicia Keys. I thought that was great.
On Twitter, yeah. I was surprised that Richard was the fan, to be honest with you.
What did you peg Richard to be a fan of, musically?
Not Alicia Keys. I thought she would have been the last person.
It's a safe answer. You can say Ted Nugent.
Ted?
What? El Jefe tweeted the show and said, "Hey, Barry, if it makes you feel better, it's 3:30. Parents are picking up their kids from school right now." Yeah, that's why I waited till now to want to read that article.
Well, you waited till the dad walked in with his kid.
About porn. El Jefe also tweeted a quote from Phil Yates, who was quoting the Browns. First quote from the Browns on the Osweiler trade: "We're really excited to be acquiring a second-round draft choice in this trade." That's pretty funny that's what they're excited about.
I thought I sent that to you guys.
That's hilarious. That's good stuff.
I want to give you the full...
Uh-huh.
The full statement from the Browns to tell you how much they love Brock Osweiler. I tweeted it last night.
Uh-huh.
Here, and this is exactly what Browns GM Sasha Brown put out there.
Okay.
I quote, "We're really excited to acquire a second-round draft choice in this trade."
Yeah.
"Draft picks are extremely important to our approach in building a championship-caliber football team. We are intent on adding competition to every position on our roster and look forward to having Brock come in and compete." End of quote. So we're fired up about a second-round pick, and hey, Brock, you can come in and compete if you want. Until we cut you.
Good Lord.
God, that couldn't have been any more weighted against the acquisition of trusty number 17. And by the way, he can't wear 17 in Cleveland. It's retired. Do you know by who? Who wore 17 for the Cleveland Browns?
Who?
Brian Sipe.
Brian Sipe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little fun tidbit.
How the hell do you know that?
Because
big Brian Sipe fan?
Big football fan. I used to collect football cards.
So you memorize all that? You're like Rain Man. You're like Trey. You're like an old...
First of all, don't ever make that comparison.
You're
again.
Like Trey.
You're the guy that went through the same school system.
Matt, Brian Sipe, 17. Yeah, got seven cards, all mint condition.
That imitation sucks.
Like,
that imitation sucks.
Like, what is that? How do you remember dudes' numbers
even before fantasy football.
I couldn't even tell you.
I love football. I watch all teams.
You know what numbers I remember? 34. You know why?
Because every
great player in this city has worn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you can name them all, too.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Well,
I'm not from here, and I could, too.
Well, I'm not sitting around in a room memorizing baseball card and football card numbers for guys that don't even play on my team.
I obviously did not lock myself in a room and just watch sports my whole life. But, hey, you know what? I've always been a sports fan, which is why I'm in the right profession.
You do have an impressive memory sometimes. We'll be doing something, and you'll bring something up, and I'm like, well, how the hell does he remember that? Like, I couldn't even tell you last week what happened.
I can tell you the frustrating thing of getting older.
Yeah.
Is it doesn't happen. There are times when I know I used to know that, and now I can't think of. Thank God for the internet in that case.
My memory fails me a lot. That's why I'm always like, what was this dude's name? You might text it and said, Wait, what? The Oilers traded Pastorini? That was Coma Guy. Coma Guy wakes up, and he's like, what? Mm-hmm. You don't? Okay. Just me and I'm just me and you, bud.
Which I've said oftentimes.
Yeah, somebody
it
said.
It should be just you and OU Mike.
Somebody agree with me? College is better. NBA blows. I watch college basketball with a cup of chamomile tea when I'm having trouble sleeping.
You agree that college is better than NBA?
Oh, no.
You just said somebody agreed with me. Okay, I just want to make sure.
No. The second one. I watch college basketball with a cup of chamomile tea when I'm having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, the first
That's
one.
That's the one though. I agree with, yeah. Not the other one. That guy's an idiot.
Way to screen him again.
I got my agreements worked up. Did the young lady leave? All right, let's get down to some porn. Let's do this.
You didn't catch that what? Before the break, but I said, you called, we both... That dad, but all I know is dad was wearing sunglasses indoors with a hat pulled down over his forehead. I don't know, but undercover. Hey, they're together.
Why don't you have a seat over here? Okay. So this article's from Bro Bible, and it talked about how much money a porn star can make. And it said they talked to a dude named Christopher Ziedschig, who performs under the alias Danny Wild with a Y. Danny Wild with a Y because, you know. It's porn. You gotta be.
Is that him?
You gotta be sneaky with the spelling.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
He looks like Dirk Nowitzki's illegitimate kid with the guy from.
Look, she's.
Everybody wants to see the picture.
And he's holding a pussycat in his hands. So yeah, this is.
There you go.
She said he's terrible. Yeah, well, they're not looking at his face. It's porn. All right. I mean, let's be real. He does his teeth do look like they're fighting. They're like all over the place. They look like they're in a brawl. But anyways, it says so they interviewed him and they wanted to talk to him about pay. He said starting out he was earning about $300 per scene. He eventually got up to between $500 and $700 per scene, and that led to a year long contract from a production company who paid him $4,000 a month. To have sex and do porn. That's good money. And he worked 6 days out of the month.
But I was going to say, if you only had to work
6 days and made four grr, that's legit.
You made almost $50,000
a year doing porn 72 days a year.
And also basically satisfying other natural.
Well, you're assuming needs. They were satisfied.
No, he's not worried about the women. He's talking about. I'm talking about himself.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Per scene.
Sometimes in porn, you got to do things you don't like fat chicks and other stuff. Like, yeah, you never know. He said ultimately he left the industry on medical advice after he landed himself in the hospital for priapism. Priapism. Do you know what that is? Priapism. That's where at the end of the commercial they say if you have one for more than 4 hours, see a doctor. That's priapism. But he said the doctor told him over the course of 8 years that he could, if he kept going and he kept having that issue, he could develop scar tissue, which could lead to impotence. So he got out of the business. I don't know,
because he's
man.
A true family man.
I don't know. $4,000, 6 days, and all I have to do is have sex on those 6 days? I think I'm staying. I think I'm not getting out of that right away. That's good money.
As long as it's a side job.
That's not enough for you to live on?
I mean, it could.
How fancy are you, Joel?
You got Laminack Manor. Don't worry about me.
I'm telling you, man, I don't have that oil and gas money anymore.
Well, you're living in it.
I'm eating out of garbage cans making this radio money.
Mm-hmm. If you watch the news, there's a lot to be found in those garbage cans.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
There was a story the other day on the news. Did you see it?
No.
There was a story the other day on the news. Remember when I mentioned in college the dumpster diving thing where restaurants at the end of the night would throw out like fresh food?
Yes.
Well, there's now where the new chic thing to do for people that love the finer things but can't afford it, they're hanging out like at top-end makeup stores when I guess makeup has an expiration date, which I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And they hang out and wait for the store to clean it, throw out their trash at the end of the night behind the high-end makeup stores, and they used gently over the expiration date makeup, and they get top-shelf makeup for free.
That's crazy.
It's a little bit, yeah.
It's the used stuff, like the samples from the floor where everyone's using the lipstick?
It's still packaged and everything, but at a certain date, it's like your grocery store. You can't sell products after the expiration date.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I said to my wife, who's obviously in news. How dumb is that for the station to put it out there? Because, one, now there's going to be cops who are saying that's private property, don't trespass.
No,
and two,
once it's in the
there's going to be like a concert line of people fighting over the prime spots at dumpsters to get foo-foo makeup
but
and stuff.
But I'm pretty sure once it's in the dumpster that that's public property.
No, like, they even covered that. They said unless the stores have like a no parking sign, but that says no trespassing near their dumpster, it's fair game.
Yeah, because when you put your trash out on the curb, people can go through your trash. That's not illegal. They can. So they wouldn't be breaking any laws. They'd just be nasty. All texting, no tweeting said, Barry, how can you make fun of Joel for being a sports nerd when all three of you play fantasy baseball?
No, two of you do. I don't. I do not.
You play other fantasy sports, right?
Sure, football.
You play? Well, yeah, you've had fantasy chess teams.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. I saw. Dude, you were just complaining about your fantasy cricket team tanking. Literally just complained about
it. And they say you're a comedian.
You just complained about it. Yeah, point taken, but we all play fantasy, so.
And that comes out of a porn story. All right, hey, right now I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. Right down the road from where we are right now is one of the three locations of Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac and his crew are fantastic. They have three locations across the Houston area, and their only hope is that you, the people of Houston, go there, buy furniture that's quality, and that you come back time and time again for your furniture needs, because you know that there's service after the sale, great prices on quality furniture that lasts, and people that are going to take care of your needs for you, the people of Houston, Texas. Mac's a Houston guy. He's a Texas native. He's the kind of guy that's going to make sure he takes care of you and takes care of your family when you need furniture, and it's all the best stuff. From Macapedic mattresses starting at $19.99 that feature an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card right off the top, to American-made solid wood furniture, two-for-one recliners, and, of course, those Macapedic sleep sets. It's all under the roof of Gallery Furniture. Largest selection of living room furniture made in America, solid wood dining room tables and chairs, all from Gallery. And as Mac says, buy today, get it tonight. There's no back order slips. Whenever you buy from Gallery Furniture, tell them when you need it. That's when you're going to get it. They even have custom-made leather seating and special ordered upholstered furniture for your man cave or your movie room. It's all readily available at Gallery Furniture. Three locations, as I mentioned. Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy. The Galleria location at Westheimer and Post Oak. And the mainstay right down the road, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. No back order slips. Buy today, get it tonight. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN AutoZone 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You heard the man. That's who we are. Wrapping up our final segment, Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North and the Canino exit. Getting ready for your weekend. Heading back out of downtown. Heading up to the north side. Stop on in. Say hello. The promo team will be here signing autographs till 7. We're leaving at 4. Rudy's Barbecue has been fantastic. Great food, especially the chopped beef sandwich. And we started the show with Brock Talk, so we might as well at least in part finish it that way. Troy is holding and wants to get in here.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Troy, keep it clean. What's up?
Hey, man, all I can say is good riddance. So my question is, sir?
No, I didn't know if that was the end of the call, Troy. Go ahead.
No. So is not getting Kirk Cousins going to be because of money, you think?
I don't necessarily think it'll be because of the money. The asking price may be too much if they're going to trade, if they want something in return. That's just – so I don't think it'll be the money. Mm. It'll be what do the Redskins want for him?
Do we know, and I've asked this question before.
Thanks for the call.
Do we know that if he signs the franchise tag with Washington that he has to be paid like that $24 million if he goes to a new team?
No, I think you can renegotiate. You can leave him a franchise or you can renegotiate with him, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because I think that the money with their cap.
But I'm pretty sure you can renegotiate.
Would be something that you'd have to construct a new deal for just to make sure it fit for this year.
Yeah.
I'd
have to look it up.
Because he's in the $24 million range this year, Troy.
Yes, sir. Well, just from listening to you guys earlier, it seems like the general consensus is that's who we want.
Yeah, I mean, of the three.
That's who Barry wants.
I think long-term, if you're looking for a long-term solution,
yes,
you're better
sir.
Off. You're better off going with that than Romo or Cutler.
Yes, sir.
Troy, say the guy that just left town at quarterback's last name one last time for us because we always thought it was borderline.
Asswater.
Thank you very much, and have a good night.
Thanks for the call,
Troy's been your guest, and he'll be back two shows nightly on the weekends. Please tip your bartenders and your wait staff.
Have a good weekend, Troy. Somebody texted the show and said, hey, I think the porn star needs help negotiating. If my math is correct, $750 times six is $4,500. He got hosed in the deal because now he's getting $4,000.
That's the capology I like out of our listeners.
But he's not guaranteed six scenes a month at that rate.
Plus,
so he may only
plus
get
he doesn't
four.
Get the benefits to take care of cold sores and other things.
Do you think they get benefits? Could you see some porn star be like, look, I'll sign with you, but I need to see the insurance plan first.
Hey, man, based on wear and tear, I'm going to need a better benefits plan. My prescription bill is high.
I've been trying to do this things I learned from Reddit. We didn't do it last Friday. You weren't here.
That's why you didn't do it.
Yeah, but this week I looked at some things. So today I learned the Great Wall of China is being stolen brick by brick by locals to build houses and also by visitors as souvenirs.
It's just dirty.
Yeah, it is. Today I learned that coyotes and badgers often hunt together.
Badges.
I did not know
the
that.
Badges.
Today I learned that airport runway numbers actually indicate directions on a compass.
No, I never knew that. Yep. That's interesting.
Today I learned that since 1945, the world has only been 26 days without a war. That's very shocking. Today I learned the largest edible fruit native to the U.S. is a pawpaw. Have you eaten a pawpaw lately?
What the hell's that?
Have you eaten a pawpaw lately?
No.
Okay. That's the largest edible fruit native to the U.S. And lastly, today I learned that the eagles are being poisoned all over the U.S. by eating lead bullets left in deer remains. That sucks.
Yeah. Better check your hors d'oeuvre tray before you start diving in.
And they say hunting is okay. They're killing eagles, damn it.
Boy, and Barry.
Huh?
Chase Tanner says, apparently Barry is funny has been reading Pac-Man Joel Book of Jokes, Fantasy Cricket, to which I responded, you write your own tweets, bro? To which he responded, moat at a time.
Moat.
Moat at a time. Chase, you and your one follower, have a great weekend. All right, for Barry, for Nick, I'm Joel. Thanks for joining us at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Have a great weekend, and again, next week, the usual suspects will be back 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Finally.